You went on and came to the town wherein stood the unfruitful tree. And there, too, the watchman wanted an answer. So he told him what he heard from the devil. Kill the mouse which is gnawing at the root, and it will bear golden apples. The watchman thanked him, and gave him as a reward two asses laden with gold, which followed him. And some donkeys. Finally, he came to the town whose well was dry. He told the watchman the devil had said, "A toad." Is in the well beneath the stone, and you must find it and kill it, and the well will again give wine in plenty. The watchman thanked him and also gave him two laden with gold. At last the child of good fortune got home to his wife, who was heartily glad to see him again and hear how well he had prospered in everything. The king took what he had asked for, the devil's three golden hairs. When the king saw the four asses laden with gold, he was quite content and said, "Now all the conditions are fulfilled, and you can keep my daughter. But tell me, dear son-in-law, where did all that gold come from? This is tremendous wealth." "I was rowed across a river," answered he, "and got it there. It lies on the shore instead of sand." "Can I too fetch some of it?" said the king, and was quite eager about it. "As much as you like," answered the boy. "There's a ferryman on the river. Let him ferry you over, and you can fill your sacks on the other side." The greedy king set out all in haste, and when he came to the river, he beckoned to the ferryman to put him across. The ferryman came, bade him get in. When he got to the other shore, he put the oar in his hand and sprang over. But from this time forth, the king had to ferry as a punishment for his sins. Craig.
And Deb.
And Deb. And Deb.